Dozens of countries around the world have offered to send help to the United States in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. But in Europe, sympathy for the victims has mixed with criticism of America and the Bush administration. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Since Hurricane Katrina devastated the Gulf Coast, Europeans have been as shocked as Americans at what they saw afterward. But for many Europeans, it only confirmed what they believed all along, that Washington's priorities are all wrong. Nicolás Franco, a physicist, sits at a table outside Café Comercial, one of Madrid's classic watering holes. He's not happy that the Spanish government has offered to send oil and food to America. It's okay to send aid and show solidarity, he says. The problem is that first the Americans should help themselves by focusing a bit more on social policy instead of investing so much in building up their military. He believes European countries would have handled the disaster better because, he says, social inequality is not as great here. Olivier Farvac, a software marketer from France, sits at a nearby table.
What is very good, I think, is that for the first time, U.S. is asking for help on European and other countries propose to help them. So they know that position that they never knew before.
Around Europe, editorial writers have been having a field day. An underlying sentiment was expressed by Le Progrès of Lyon, France. Katrina has shown that the emperor has no clothes. The world's superpower is powerless when confronted with nature's fury, the paper said. Michael Jarlner is foreign editor for the Danish newspaper Politiken.
You're not expecting from a superpower that everything is ending up in chaos and leaving the poor people behind. You would never expect that. I mean, you have so many times you have heard the word USA and third world in the same line nowadays.
Glimpses of the mayhem have dominated Europe's front pages and TV news shows.
Auf New Orleans zu Hunderttausende wurden evakuiert. Linda Staude in Washington ist denn an der Küste Louisianas von Katrina schon.
Katrina struck as Germany was in the midst of an election campaign. While some politicians have been accused of trying to exploit the American tragedy, many Germans do feel that U.S. policy is to blame for the scope of the disaster. Constance Stelzenmüller of the German Marshall Fund says many Germans associate Katrina with global warming.
In the public mind, certainly in Europe, there is a connection. And I think people would be expecting America to react differently to climate change issues after Katrina.
The Marshall Fund did a transatlantic study before Katrina. It found that 71% of Americans feel more likely to be personally affected by terrorism than by other global threats. Among Europeans, 73% put global warming at the top of the list. Now, international pressure will surely mount for the Bush administration to take climate change seriously and reconsider its boycott of the Kyoto Protocol on limiting greenhouse gas emissions. That pressure could begin as early as Wednesday when President Bush encounters more than 170 foreign leaders at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski. In Madrid.